woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
It's hot. It's just really hot.
Yeah, it feels like hot breath.
And if it does feel like hot breath, it's a hot breath day.
23 degrees going up to 31 today. It already feels like 31. We're in for some rain actually pretty much every day this week because of how humid it's going to be. But, you know, that's what the Farmer's Almanac told us, so we should have believed
it. It literally did, and it was accurate, and now you're upset that it's crazy, right.
Rains in the summer, it's wild.
Oh, making a lot of good points.
Yeah.
TJ's back from vacation. I want to start with you, TJ, when we go around the room here. What's up? How's your vacation? Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be back. Vacation was fantastic, and I was so excited this morning to come in and tell you guys I'm getting my second vaccine after the show.
Yay.
And then I realized that based on the current environment, that is old news.
Yeah.
Everybody else is vaccinated, and I'm the last one.
Yeah, you know what? I think as of next week, anybody 12 plus can book.
Yeah.
And my parents actually got theirs this weekend. And it was funny because we all struggled with the second shot last week.
Yeah.
Especially, I think the Moderna shots just hit a little different.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, yeah, it was fine. My dad was cutting trees in the backyard.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's great.
Yeah,
okay,
that'll
cool.
be me cutting trees in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, Pride's over, so I'm not gay anymore.
Oh, that's
I'm just kidding. No, Pride was absolutely fantastic this weekend. And I do need to... I do need to give a huge shout out to the city of Toronto because you know what? The community makes it work. There was a full-fledged dance party on Dundas West. There was like this big pop-up in a window and all the traffic was kind of going around. People were dancing with their masks on, social distance. But like it was the first taste of like Pride or even just a dance party that I've had in 18 months. And it was just so beautiful to see. Everyone was so excited. It was so lovely.
And we were out at a patio in the village on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh.
And there was... a lineup for vaccines, I think.
Yeah, it was a pop-up at the 519. I thought maybe it was a beer garden that I didn't know about.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly where the beer garden is, right?
Yeah,
Barbara
exactly.
Hall Park or whatever
exactly,
that's called.
Exactly, yeah. But no, a lot of people were getting their shots. So, like, the
it
village
was,
looks bumping.
What
yeah.
I love, though, is that like the lineups were blocks long.
Yeah.
And people are just waiting there. We're getting our second vaccine. Everybody's in on this, right? It's not like we're struggling to get people to sign up for this. Yeah. It's amazing.
Incredible.
So, and 35%, I believe... is the number that we're at in terms of Torontonians that are vaccinated with the double. So, TJ, you're really behind.
Yeah.
We're actually going to talk a little bit about that next because Scotiabank Arena broke a world record yesterday and involved a lot of people. A lot of people? Scotiabank Arena? Talk about it then.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, as of next week, anybody over the age of 18 can book their vaccine appointment, which is great. And Toronto itself, apparently 35% of adults here are double vaxxed, which is great.
Wow.
Now everybody's like talking about, hey, what about stage three? What about stage three? And I get you on that. And I actually tweeted that last week. And a bunch of people came back to me with a really good point, which was, hey, it takes 2 weeks for the vaccine to kind of uptake, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, fair enough. Now, Ontarians have already reached all the stage three stuff, but stage two will start on Wednesday this week, which is awesome.
Yep.
The other thing is pretty cool is that, and I don't know how I missed this. Sometimes in Toronto, it's such a big city that you're like, all these crazy things are happening. I've never heard of this. Mm-hmm. But Scotiabank Arena had a huge massive vaccine clinic this weekend. Saw a bunch of my friends going down. And turns out it was like Vaccine Day Toronto or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 25,000 people got their vaccine.
Wow.
And it broke a world record. Nowhere in the world have so many people in one spot received a vaccine for COVID ever.
And they aimed to do that. They had like Leafs tickets and Raptors tickets. Like there were incentives going on down there this weekend.
Do we know if that was first dose or second dose?
Second dose.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's the first time in a long time that Scotiabank Arena has seen the second round of something.
Hey!
He's back from vacation. Oh,
that's a sports reference.
Yeah, that's a sports reference.
I got it. Okay.
It's pretty cool though because what they did was they'd actually, so you had a lineup obviously, you formed the queue and whatever and they bring you in. But when they got you inside, I had a friend who brought like her iPad with her and she was, you know, watching, I think, Formula One yesterday morning.
Excellent.
But they sat you in like the seats and stuff until you were ready. So, you know, those really super comfy seats that like the golds and the platinums, they sat you in those seats for a little bit.
That's so chill.
Socially distanced with your mask on or whatever. And you just kind of hung out there. And I know a lot of people that have waited in like long, long lines standing up. So it was kind of, I'm sure for them, it was like super nice to just chill out and do it.
It's definitely less cool places to get vaccinated.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
I should have held off.
I could have got tickets to something.
I know.
Feel like this weekend, everyone was getting hooked up this weekend.
Was fun. When you got yours, did you have to wait in line for anything?
My second dose, no. I just marched right into Brampton last week. But my first dose, I went to one of the pop-ups. And I got there at, they opened at 10. And I got there at 7. And I played my word game for 3 hours. And I drank coffee.
God,
and
holy cow.
Had nowhere to pee.
I'm so, that's the worst. TJ?
I just waited for 20 minutes in a parking lot. And then I got walked into a gymnasium at Seneca College.
Right.
And then it was over. I called Jax and was like, hey, I didn't have to wait for 3 hours.
But and you know what? I got mine first. Yeah, there
so
we go.
So I had it at a pharmacy on Kingston Road, and I was like, I just walked in, and they're like, I was the only one in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey. And I was like, hey. And they're like, we're out of vaccines. I'm like, oh.
No.
And they're like, unless you have an appointment. And they're like, I do.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, you must be Adam. And I was like, I am. And
you're like, you must be a fan of the show.
No, that's not what I said. I was just Adam who had the appointment at noon last Thursday. And I just walked in, got the shot, and left. And it was the best thing ever.
It's bizarre when it goes really smooth, isn't it?
Yes.
It feels almost like you did something wrong, like it didn't take.
Right. Did I actually get the vaccine, or is it just some water that they put in my arm?
Judging from the way you looked and felt on Friday, you definitely got a vaccine.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You happy?
Would
you say yourself that you're happy?
I'm a happy fella.
Good work-life balance?
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. I'm a little heavy on the work, not going to lie. But that's what makes me superior to the two of you. Anybody else who said they're happy. And that is because if you consider your work-life balance too good, you're probably not very good or working very hard at your job.
What?
And the research, I hate this. The research of this is out of Toronto. So this is a Toronto study. New study found that while it's good to be in a place where you're not stressed at work, being too relaxed can be a bad thing. If you're too relaxed, you're probably not doing a very good job.
Well, I can see that, but too relaxed isn't balanced. And I had a lot of my relationships have suffered because I love working.
Yeah.
And I usually prioritize that. So I've tried to scale it back a little bit. Now I'm finally happy and now I'm finally wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Employees do their best work when their work-life balance rates at about 3.5 on a 5-point scale. In other words, it should just be okay. You should feel okay about your balance.
Oh, no.
That's the best you can hope for.
Yeah.
Is okay.
You hear that, kids?
Yeah.
Don't strive for anything more than okay.
Now, I saw this come up on Twitter, and somebody was like, did a workplace write this?
Yeah! That sounds like what that is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. They said in some situations, it's actually better for the work-life scale to tilt way more work than not, because it means you're progressing in your career.
That
it just depends
sense.
On how you value things, I think.
Work's very important to me, so I want that to be going well, but I can't. Yeah, that doesn't sound healthy. This doesn't sound like it's tipping in the healthy way, though. I'm trying to justify this, but I can't.
I think Anna made a good point that it's definitely a workplace that put out this survey. It's do you remember when you were a kid and your mom used to just make stuff up to get you to stop doing
things? Yeah.
If you stare at the TV too long, you're going to get wrinkles on your forehead, that type
of
stuff.
Eat your carrots, you can see at night.
Yeah. This is exactly what this is.
Okay, I have an uncomfortable question for the room.
All right. Okay.
Who works hardest here?
Me, for sure. 1,000%.
Who works hardest?
I just answered.
Who do you think?
I answered the question because I work so hard.
Jax won't answer it.
What's that? I'm not playing this game.
I'll power rank it for
you
right
now. Ready.
This is the honest power ranking. It goes Adam, Jax, me.
Okay.
Okay.
Who lives the best life outside of work here?
Me, Jax, Adam.
That's fair. Yeah.
I love that Jax stared at me, wouldn't answer the question.
No, I'm not playing. It's
Monday. I want to know now because it seems like you were very uncomfortable with whatever the answer would have been. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Ed Sheeran is back, and he's doing a lot of interviews. And the thing about Ed Sheeran is that he's great in interviews. One of the most affable, fun human beings out there. He's real, and everybody loves Ed, the guy. Even if you're a little tired of Ed's wedding music, which is
fair. He's still funny.
The new song's good, though.
Well, I like the new song.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a song he did with Taylor Swift. You guys remember this song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Everything Has Changed. And obviously, Taylor Swift has a re-record of Red coming out in December. this song will be re-recorded, and Ed said it's already been done.
Wow. Damn. Wait, this song's off the Red album?
I believe so, yeah.
Holy.
I could be wrong. But he did say he's re-recorded it. Now, here's the thing. He then hints, goes on in this interview and hints, she's got more surprises for you. And if you remember the last album that she re-recorded, it went from 16 songs to 30.
Yeah, bunch of songs that never made the cut.
Right. And so I'm wondering how many more Ed Sheeran Taylor Swift duets we're getting, because he wouldn't, she's not going to tell him what she's doing beyond that, right? Like, it's not like, you know, they might be friends, but you can't talk about that stuff, right?
I think the fact that she is waiting until November to release it as well, she's giving herself a lot of lead up time to like drop these surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to, I think, sprinkle a lot of late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the songs that didn't make the cut will be hits? Like, is there any chance?
Probably that, it's Taylor.
Well, I just wondered that. Like, it's like, you know, because at the time she wasn't as in control of her music as she is now. So if she, if the record company said, no, we're not releasing this song as a single, or we're not even going to put it on the album.
Oh, yeah.
There's a chance that maybe something that wasn't big could be.
Here's why I think the potential is there. Because what we were listening to in 2010, 11, 12 is very different from what we're listening to now.
Right.
So in theory, Taylor Swift could have written something or put together something that in 2012 wouldn't have worked, but now totally does. Right. Imagine she released Folklore in like 2013. We would have been like, what's going on with Taylor?
Yeah. What is this?
This is pre-Mumford and Sons. Yeah. I don't know what's happening here.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Countdown's on, my babies. All Ontarians aged 18 and older can book their second vaccine dose as of 8 a.m. this morning. If you receive your first dose, you can book it through the provincial booking system at a participating pharmacy or directly through the public health unit. If you're between the ages of 12 and 17 and you live in a Delta hotspot, you'll also be start to be able to book your second dose as of this past Saturday. By the way, the hotspots include Durham, Halton, Hamilton, Peel, Porcupine?
Yeah.
Porcupine, yeah.
That's an area?
It is.
Oh, I thought it was just a fun little animal. Simcoe, Muskoka, Toronto, Waterloo, Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph, and York Public Health Units. We spend 83 hours a year, or 3.5 days, give or take, hunting down deals online.
Oh.
This according to a new survey that found, shockingly, we love online shopping. So much so that 52% of people, or half of everyone you know, say they get a natural high from finding a deal.
Yeah.
And it lasts an average of 30 minutes. One of the top reasons we like to find deals is so we can brag about it. Again, more than half of people said they'll often brag about the sale to their friends or family.
We, Lawyer Bay and I have been online looking for vacations in February because we want to go away in February, and you know, everything in like in the Caribbean or whatever is like half off right now, so we're like, look at this enormous room we can get. But what we found is that we're still like really pushing the budget. Like, we shouldn't really be looking in that price range even at 50% off.
It's crazy. I just heard that the new couple is taking a couple vacation. I'm just so happy to hear that. I mean, a few weeks ago you wouldn't admit to being in a relationship, and now you're going on a relationship
vacation.
Okay, I'm
gonna fight you. I'm coming over to fight you.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Can you believe her?
Get him, Jax. Cardi B is pregnant again.
Yay!
During the BET Awards, while Migos was performing, she announced that she's pregnant again. She also shared photos and the news on her social media accounts. She seems super happy. The photo she shared with her belly, and she just said the caption was number two. And you can check that photo out on her Instagram, at Virgin Radio Toronto. She looks stunning. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
If Cardi B is your mom, then you have won the mom lottery.
Yeah, you
have.
It's
pretty cool. In the meantime, hey, keyword for you. Coming up at 8 o'clock, so you can win $1,000 with 99.9 Virgin Radio, just for listening.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Fast and Furious 9, or they're just calling it Fast 9, but you know, Fast and Furious, has come out in theaters. Now, we're not allowed to see it, but other people around North America and the world can. And it's the biggest win for U.S. box offices since pre-pandemic. $70 million made on the first weekend.
That sounds like a normal number.
Yes, it does. Like, the world is healing. And I just want to say, Fast and Furious 9, although none of us expected, that is the first sign for me that the world is getting back to normal.
I don't want to make you upset, but I do wonder about these statistics and these reports, because they're like, this is the biggest movie since before the world shut down. It's like, yeah, it's because it's the only real movie that people can see since the world shut down, is it not?
Yeah, but it's still a win.
Yeah, it's a win.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was supposed to come out. You could look at the moon landing and say, like, oh, it's only impressive because they were the first
ones to do it. But I'm just saying, they could have put out, like, a rom-com, and then it's like, look at these numbers.
I don't think so.
I think you guys just like Cars.
No, there are other movies that were released, Jax. It's just that you haven't heard of any of them because they all stink. But they've saved all the good movies.
Vin Diesel wins again. Awesome.
Okay, let me just put it out there. None of us here are big Fast and Furious fans. I will watch them.
I don't know.
I'm a huge Vin Diesel fan because I'm fascinated.
Because he's wild.
Like, yeah. Like how I'm fascinated by sharks and wild animals.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too close.
But
I'm very interested.
Oh, there are people saying, hey, in Niagara region, the drive-in is open and you can see it there. Okay, fair enough. And then somebody else said, I saw Fast and Furious about 4 weeks ago. Not impressed. I'm not sure if you saw this one. But regardless, it's not like these movies are great. They're fun.
The whole point
is to be fun.
They're horrible.
Well, you went to see one in theater. I can't even say I've done that.
I was forced to by a friend, and then he cried, and I didn't know what to do.
But you went.
Yeah.
So
the Fast and the Furious movies are like buying really bad candy in bulk.
Yes.
It's not good, but there's a lot of it. Right. So you're like, I can deal with it.
And his metaphors are back.
And they're out here saving lives. Saving livelihoods.
Thanks, man.
$70 million pays a lot of salaries, Jack.
Oh, don't turn
I'm
this
saying
like that.
There's a lot of crew members behind the scenes, producers, set builders, all that stuff that are benefiting from this. So I just want to say, Fast and Furious, not only in the movie do they save the world, but they're saving it in real life. And I just think, despite all the doubt we've cast upon them, that they deserve a shout out for that.
Next time they can make a good movie, right?
Oh, come on.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you soft launched or hard launched your relationship on social media? Because here's the thing, you can date, but then it's figuring out how to bring the person out on your social media for the first time.
Yeah.
That the brand rollout.
Tricky.
Yeah.
So essentially, soft launching is the subtle act where both parties will indicate to their followers that they're seeing someone, usually by posting with a hint of an elbow or a profile shot where, you know that profile shot at dinner, it's like, delicious dinner, and they post a picture and like,
There's clearly two plates!
Yeah!
They're facing somebody and you see their dinner and they're putting up the peace sign, but they get cut off at the neck or something
like
that.
That's so weird.
Right, that is soft launch.
I love that. No, build it up.
Then, so just being super low-key about it. And then, there is the relationship hard launch, which this weekend, Jax took a picture of me in Lawyer Bay, and for the first time, we made our Instagram appearance.
She's on the grid now.
Yeah, and then so we both kind of reposted it, and because we were debating whether we should or not, because it was sort of like, are we there yet? Yeah. You know what I mean? But the weird thing is she's got a locked profile.
Yeah.
And the post has disappeared, but her locked profile, a lot of people just like wanted to follow. Yeah. So I think she got over 100 requests to follow.
Trying to get in.
And she's like, no, I'm denying all these people. I don't know these people.
Yeah, Val gets that too. Anytime I tag Val, she gets like a dozen of random follower requests.
Right.
So she's like, who are these people?
So it's like, and then you realize, oh yeah, all your friends want to creep the new person that you're with.
I knew exactly what I was doing. I was trying to stir up the pot. I knew what I was doing. Yeah.
Okay, I got asked then. Okay, so I can't remember because you have no memory. TJ, when you and Val started dating, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, but like, did you soft or hard launch?
We hard launched, and I remember we posted a video of her giving me a haircut, which took about 3 hours.
Because everybody was doing that. Now everybody's just giving up doing haircuts.
That's right. Yeah. And so her debut on my Instagram was her being adorable.
That was really cute.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
It's good content.
Jax, what was yours?
I always had Michelle in my stories, but I put up... See, and I have to clarify something. What you did this weekend wasn't a full hard launch. Because until she's on your feet, that's
like a
hard
launch.
That's true.
Like, because it's a soft launch if like they're on stories or
because
just like popping up. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a hard launch. 999, 999 if there should be a hard launch.
Okay,
today. All
right, hold on.
Okay,
so what did you do?
So I just posted a little photo of Michelle and I on my feed. And that's a hard launch. And just us like hanging out. I think it was a selfie. We put up photos since. But we're just like chilling. It was a cute Sunday or something.
Your hard launch though is a little different because you do a lot of photo dumps. So it'll be like, here's 6 photos, and then Michelle will be in like one of them.
Yes.
And that doesn't count.
Went to the park this weekend.
Yeah. I don't do a lot of photo dumps.
Well, there's you do carousels a lot.
Yeah,
you do.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a little more than you think.
More often than you
think. I'm with them on that. Okay. I'm with them. And the thing is that like, You'll never call it a photo dump because there's people that will do that. You don't call it that. It's just a weekend at the park, and it's you and a bunch of girlfriends. And then, like, it's you and Michelle in the fifth of six pictures being super cute.
And we know what Michelle looks like, so we're like, oh, there she is, the fifth out of seven
slides.
No, she's
all over. If you look at my Instagram, she's there waiting and watching.
All right, now, so here's the question we have for you is, how did you approach it? Because here's the thing is, I was told by somebody that it was like, wow, it's too hard of a launch. Yeah. Now Jax is telling me that's too soft of a launch.
It is. Yeah. It is.
What do you do
on the grid, baby,
when you're dating somebody new? Because again, we're all starting to date new people. It's not even spring anymore, but it's post-pandemic. Love is in the air.
Yeah.
What strategy do you use for bringing someone onto your social media for the first time? What did you do with your current partner? Have you been together so long that back in the day you put it in your Facebook profile? Remember in relationship with, and it would have
it's
like the person's name.
It's complicated.
Oh, and there was it's complicated with. And they would actually have the person's name.
Yeah, that's like, who are... What are you
doing now? It's always messy. Yeah. Are you guys good now? Are you guys good?
Or is it a little more recent? 416-872-9999. Or text us. 999999 to text. Stoja Cat. 999 Virgin Radio with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
See, what you have to do in the age of social media is look at your relationship like it's marketing. And that's why we're stealing these two marketing terms. This is an actual article about soft launching or hard launching your relationship. Soft launching implies it's like, you know, you see somebody show up in their stories and there's like an elbow, or there's like two plates at a dinner or something like that. It's like dipping your toe in
there. I hate that.
It's vague for sure, but it's there to kind of create interest. Yeah. Hard launch is like, bam, there it is.
Us.
We are together.
Yeah.
Which people. I like. I respect that.
Really?
Yeah, I respect that. I don't like the untagged elbow or the untagged leg.
I thought you would have been total soft launch person.
No, I love a soft launch, but I don't like when the person's not tagged, mostly because I'm nosy. If the person isn't tagged and I have to do more footwork, I don't like it.
See, and I'm really good at the footwork, so all I need is an elbow and I'll find out where you went to high school.
So Stefan's all about the soft launch, right, Steph?
You're just getting their leg in the photo, getting their fingers, like their fingernails in.
Yeah, the soft launch.
The soft launch. But I don't think it matters because once you post a picture, at least for me, I have like one of those business profiles on Instagram, and you can see how many times the post was shared. So, for instance, I announced that I started dating this girl like a month ago, but we've been seeing each other for a while. And as soon as I posted it, man, the shares was like 23 shares. And I was like, whoa, like, what the heck is going on here? And of course, it's probably like all like salty ex-girlfriend friends.
Like
there is no doubt in my mind. But and then what makes it better is like when you can see that the ex-girlfriend looks at your story.
Listen, here's the thing about you need to know about Steph is that he's pretty popular.
Yeah,
pretty popular. A lot of salty ex-girlfriends though.
Sharing.
And TJ, what text we got?
We got some good ones from the 905. I started with a simple kiss emoji on his Facebook wall. I was essentially marking my territory.
Oh, back in the day when if you commented on someone's wall and it would show up on everybody else's thing.
Oh yeah.
Man, that's when Facebook was fun.
Yeah.
Facebook used to be a lot of fun.
It did.
And now it's horrifying.
It's awful.
It's the worst place on the internet. From the 647, we waited a few months to launch since we had dates in high school 17 years previously. Finally posted the selfie and captioned it, "He still loves me after I forced him to take a selfie." My husband hates selfies. Every person we went to high school with had something to say.
Oh.
That's a cool one.
That is cool. I always like when people reconnect after high school.
Yeah.
Lawyer Bay and I went to high school together. I think I've told you guys that, right?
Yeah, she was 2 years ahead of you, though, right? And too cool.
Too cool. We didn't know each other.
Yeah.
So we met on Bumble. Yeah. And we had a bunch of people reaching out from high school going, "How the hell do you two know each other?"
That's hilarious.
A ton of mutual friends. We never met.
Oh, well, you have sleepovers. That's how you know each other. Huh?
No, we read the Bible. Thank you very much.
Damn right. A couple soft launch fans in here from Sonia from the 905. "I'm all about a soft launch. And it goes beyond the photo. Make subtle hints on the caption. Example, had a fantastic weekend with a nice guy. Kissing face."
No.
That kind of stuff. There is a guy I know who will always do things that'll be like, "Had a great weekend with a pretty girl." And the pretty girl is never in the photo.
They used to call it vague booking when it was Facebook. And now it's just vague posting.
Again, I don't like that. I don't want to do the footwork.
Two more. One from Amanda in the 416. Pardon me. "The best soft launch is someone who does the cottage post,
where it's very obvious they're at a new cottage and they say something like, best weekend? Like, with who? Tell us.
Oh, man. I guess I sort of did that.
You absolutely did that.
Oh, man.
Because you were at this cottage. I'm like, where is
Whose cottage is that?
Yeah.
Why am I not there?
Certainly not my cottage.
Last one from Brady in the 416, who I believe is an agent of chaos. They said, hard launch or don't launch at all. Go all out. Do an Instagram live with a Q&A session with your new partner.
I respect that.
I don't mind. Jax, is that too hard of a launch for you?
No, I love that. I want a Q&A.
You want details.
I want a Q&A.
Okay. One of your friends dates somebody new they haven't told you and they post about them on Instagram. How long is it before you're in their Instagram profile?
6 seconds?
I would say 3.
And how long are you in their Instagram profile when you're there?
Give me about 8 minutes.
8 minutes, just to really kind of get a sense.
I'm diving, but also hovering, like terrified, because I don't want to like anything.
Oh, I see.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Scotiabank Arena may have set a vaccination world record yesterday. Woo! After handing out a total of 26,771 doses of the vaccine. 978 of those were first doses, and over 25,000 of them were second doses, according to officials. It sounds like over 25,000 also were adults. It was dubbed our winning shot. An average of 1,785 vaccines were administered per hour. 800 volunteers were there, and it was just a phenomenal event. I honestly didn't even know what was going on.
No, didn't either. But it's great. And everybody that got to go apparently got to sit in like the platinum and gold sections as well.
Yeah, and you also had a chance to get prizes.
Like, yeah.
They're giving away prizes. Yeah, there was like Leafs tickets, Raptors tickets. It was wild.
It's not the first time they've done that. I know in Alberta, they're doing a vaccination lottery where because they're having a bit of trouble getting people vaccinated.
Yeah, because Alberta is the hotbed of anti-vaxxers now in the country. Yes. So
there's a literal lottery where you can win like $1 million just if you get vaccinated. It's just a fun, sexy
Rewarded
time for everyone.
To be safe. Good.
Yeah.
The provincial government has announced that students will be able to return to in-person learning in Ontario schools this summer. Minister of Education Stephen Lecce says school boards are delivering virtual summer programming in July, and then come August, with strict health and safety measures in place, they're going to offer in-person summer school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good. I honestly don't know how to feel about school. Like, I don't know what the right answer is. I just want everyone to be safe and happy.
I'm staying out of that. Everybody be safe.
Yes. Ed Sheeran has written a new song for BTS. Now, he confirmed this on Most Requested Live this past weekend, and it's not the first time he's worked with BTS. He said he's written for them in the past. Says that they're super cool guys. It's not the only Ed news, too. He also said that he and Taylor Swift did a re-record of their song Everything Has Changed. Obviously, Taylor's in the middle of re-recording all of her old songs to stick it to Scooter Braun, as she should. And he said that she might have some more treats on the way. And Adam, you had a really interesting theory about this.
I think they've got a couple other songs together that haven't made it yet. And I think they'll be in the re-record.
Taylor and Ed.
Taylor and Ed, yeah.
The two artists that keep on saying, you know what, we're going to take
a
break and
go away.
Now
we're
they're back together.
Yeah, another album. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. In just over an hour, it's going to be another keyword for you for the Virgin Raiders Summer Side Hustle, where you win $1,000 every day just for listening.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's people that are cheap or frugal, but there's two types of those people, okay? You're one of these two types. You could be the lazy frugal type, as in, like, if it's a deal in front of me, I'm happy.
Okay.
Which is what I am.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go searching it out or whatever. And then there's the people that are intense about getting their deals and will not buy something unless it's on sale. They need to feel like I am saving money by making this purchase.
I'm winning.
It's counterintuitive, right? Yeah. I saved money by making this purchase. But a lot of deals to be had right now, especially if you're like looking to travel, a lot of places are like 50, 60% off. And I was kind of looking last night with Lawyer Bay. We're looking at maybe going on a vacation in like February. And like you look at like Mexico, for instance.
Yeah.
Everything is 50% off. And the flights are 50% off because everybody's like, we want to get you back in. But what we have found is that we can't make a decision. And it like literally shoot for like 2 hours last night. I'm like getting the show ready for tomorrow, like my piece of it and whatever. And she kept showing me things and whatever. And she started, I could feel her anxiety rising. Like I could feel the stress coming up.
Because
she's like, I just, you know, I want to make sure we pick the right place. We got to pick the right place. We got to be at the right place. I want us to have the best time. I want to be at the right place. And like, we'll have fun wherever we go. Like, that's my attitude on it. But, like, she was very, very stressed out. Apparently, people spend, and this is according to a new study, 83 hours a year searching for deals. 83 hours
well spent. If you find a deal, it's good.
That's 4 days of your year searching for deals. Are you okay with that?
I love a deal. I love a deal.
How many days a week do you spend looking for a deal?
Like, what do you like deals on?
I like deals on clothes. Yeah. I like deals on furniture. Sometimes I'm
too cheap. What about 5-panel hats?
Just because I have a lot of hats. Okay?
Too many. I'll say too many hats.
I will spend a full price.
I'll spend a full price on a hat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I love
furniture's a big one. I'll search for days trying to find a nice piece of furniture at a good price. But other than that, if I can't find it in two clicks, I'm just paying the price.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm lazy with that. Or I just don't buy it.
No.
That's the thing. So you, okay, Jax, what is the deal, since you are the deal hunter on the show, what's the deal that sticks out in your mind as the best on-sale purchase you ever made? Like, something where you're like, I found this and it was spectacular.
Okay. All right, you want to play this game?
I'm ready.
So I wanted to get a Breville, like a big coffee machine.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, I was on the hunt, and I had just seen one person with it, and I thought, that's who I need to be. I just need
to be the espresso gal.
I want to be the espresso gal. I want to stop paying for full price coffee, even though I still do. So I went on a hunt, because Brevilles are expensive, and I was not down, nor did I have the money to pay for it. So I went hunting.
This
is a lifelong investment. This is like the big Breville, like the big coffee maker, the espresso machine. And I went on a 3-day hunt.
3 days.
3-day hunt. Just to see what was going on the web. What was happening on the world?
Isn't that how long Jesus spent in the desert by himself?
No, he was actually looking for a Breville.
Oh, okay.
He was like, it's the similarities between Jax and Jesus.
Two J's, you know? Just two J birds. So I came across after 3 days in the desert. That Best Buy had it on for $200 off.
Ooh.
And that's a good chunk of change,
have the Best
boys.
Buys.
On a Breville?
It is.
So you got $200 off.
Yeah. So how much did it cost you?
No. Yo, the answer is still too much.
But I have a problem that I'm so bad for this, when I find a deal, I like to reward myself.
Oh, no.
So did you take a treat?
What did you do?
I took myself out for lunch.
So you spent the amount of money that it was worth.
Almost, but it feels good, and that's all I need.
Okay, fair enough. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your Airbnb / cottage rental horror stories. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text Jax. Went through hell last year with this. Almost had it happen again, because your birthday is in mid-July. Late July.
It's like the middle of the summer. So my birthday is July 31st. So last year, we wanted to go houseboating. We ended up on a trailer on water. It was just a whole mess. And then this summer, my best friend Emma, like, we can't go back on the trailer on water because she's pregnant. So we wanted to find a cottage this summer. Yeah, okay. We wanted to find a little cottage. And it is incredibly hard
to find a cottage
right now. So we've been looking around on all the different websites, and we found this perfect one this past week. And we were super excited, and we were about to book, and everything was good. It was like pet friendly, like nice accommodations, lots of beds. And we realized it was you couldn't sleep there.
Why haven't they advertised beds if you couldn't sleep?
You
can have a nap.
It's a day rental. So a lot of places are doing day rentals now. We talked a little bit about this on the show, like last year, about how people are like renting other pools or their houses for the days. And this is a thing. And the worst part is that it's just as expensive as it would be for a night. So we almost booked 7 days or 3 days. Like a weekend.
So you would have had to go there,
leave
by the evening, and then come back every day?
Each day.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
It's like a day camp.
It's brilliant if you're the owner.
I know. They're probably just making money out of it.
They're like, hey, we'll go out for lunch. We'll come back. It's our place again.
Yeah. We thankfully found like another place that's actually good, so we're excited about that. But it was horrifying.
And Jax isn't telling you that her boat broke down last year mid-water. And like they had this boat for like 2 days, and it's a houseboat, and like they got caught in weeds, and it was just bad. It was all bad.
It was really tough seas.
I rented a cottage before, and the whole weekend went really, really well. Yeah. It was actually my former brother-in-law rented the cottage. We went up there and had a great time. He has a bunch of kids. They had a blast, whatever. We all come back, and that following week, our feet are covered in this bumpy rash type thing. It's not poison ivy. We don't know what it is. Swimmer still to this day, do not know what this is. Oh. But we had it on our hands and on our feet.
Cool.
No idea why. So there was that. And then I remember I was in Manchester once, and I was renting. I was trying to do England on the cheap, which is super hard to do.
Yeah.
And so I rented this Airbnb room that shared with three other people. So your room locked, but then you had a shared kitchen and a shared bathroom. The bathroom, the actual tub had been kicked in.
Oh,
and there was actual black mold. Like there's mold and then there's black mold.
Oh,
and black mold's the only stuff that's bad. But it's the water, it's, you know, from sewage backups and things like that.
Ugh.
And so you walk in, you could smell, it's an old Manchester building, right? And it was just, and the guy was like, "Well, like, I can give you half off."
Yeah. Like, well, no, I'll take that deal.
I checked into like a super ritzy hotel after that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just going to spend the money because this is awful.
Airbnbs in Europe are a different breed. I remember a couple summers ago, I was abroad in Italy. Every Airbnb that's me, man. And every Airbnb we stayed in was just a little bit weird. There was one where they advertised it as a loft, so there was a really narrow staircase that would get you up to the top, but it didn't picture very well, because it was actually a ladder. And if you're in Italy, you're having some wine at dinner, and then you're going up this precarious ladder, it's not a lot of fun. But my favorite place that we stayed in had a disco light in the shower.
Oh,
so
hell
when you
yeah.
would turn the shower on, it would like... just shine in your face.
That's
and they would
awesome.
Change all these colors. No, it was weird.
When you're hungover, like, it's not awesome.
Yeah, no, you're just trying to have a shower and it feels like you're at a rave.
Because I remember you coming back and you'd be like, all these places we stayed at were wonderful. Like, just so well picked, and now we're getting the truth.
I'm no longer with the girl anymore, so I can be honest.
So here's the problem, okay? So we asked for horror stories. TJ's like, oh, yeah, it's a dance party in my bathroom. Yeah.
No, that's awful! That's a TJ horror story.
The ladder was too nice.
Yeah, the ladder was made out of oak, and I only like cedar ladders.
Adam's like, I got a body rash. So if you got a rash from an Airbnb, text us.
That or whatever your story is. 416-872-9999 or text us in 999-999. Tell us what to avoid and what to look out for too. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Silk Sonic.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, it's hard out there if you want to do anything outside of the city this summer. Like the rental situation and stuff. So Jax actually almost rented 7 days of only a day cottage rental. How did that work?
Yeah, it was like you can get there at 9 a.m. and then you have to check out by like 9 p.m. So you can't sleep there. And I didn't realize, because it was really expensive, and you would have thought that it would give you overnight accommodations.
And this is wild. This is a follow-up last year's fun time where she had to actually, they had to call in a repairman because the houseboat they were on broke down. It's not going well for your birthday.
It took us 3.5 hours to get across the lake.
Now, what are the text messages saying? We got a ton of Airbnb horror stories.
Yeah, Emily in the 905. My boyfriend and I stayed at an Airbnb in Dublin, and as soon as we got there, the owner's dog bit my boyfriend.
Oh, nice. That's great.
We had to ask if the dog had all its shots, and he spent the night dealing with his hand gushing.
Oh, no.
So I'm assuming if your hand doesn't get bit by a dog, it's normally a good time in the Airbnb.
That's how desperate you are for an Airbnb, though. The dog bites you, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to stay here.
Let's move on.
It's tough. Another one from the 416. Never take an Airbnb at half price. Place in Montreal was infested with bugs, and the owner got mad that I contacted Airbnb with a complaint, threatening to, quote, find me. I don't know, maybe Liam Neeson style.
Wow.
That's aggressive. Last one here from the 416. Rented an Airbnb in Japan for a few days. When we arrived, the dude was living there and was in the middle of cooking lunch. It was a one bedroom, and the bed wasn't even made, so it's like he just woke up when he showed up, or it's like he just woke up when we showed up and he just let us in. He ate his lunch, grabbed a backpack, and just left us in this messy apartment. We didn't have any clean sheets or pillows for anything.
Oh my God.
Ryan.
Fun. Again, what are you going to do though?
Yeah, you're there,
right? Yeah. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
As of like 2 hours ago, all Ontarians age 18 and older can book their second vaccine dose.
Yay!
It started at 8 a.m. All residents who are 18 and older received their first dose of the vaccine can book through the provincial booking system at a participating pharmacy or directly through their public health unit. It's also worth noting that on Saturday, anyone between the ages of 12 and 17 who live in a Delta hotspot were able to start booking their second dose appointments as well. Those included Durham, Alton, Hamilton, Peel, Porcupine, Simcoe, Muskoka, Toronto, Waterloo, Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph, and York Public Health Units.
Cardi B is pregnant again. During the BET Awards yesterday, while Migos was performing, she announced that she's pregnant, and she put up a bunch of photos on Instagram. We posted it for you at Virgin Mayo Toronto. Go check it out. She looks amazing. And just put up the caption with number two. Good for her. Yeah, I feel like if, Adam, you said it, if Cardi B's your mom, you won the mom lottery.
Yeah. 100%.
She's somewhat cool.
Like, you know when you're like 12 and your parents aren't cool?
Yeah.
There's that one kid who's like, no, my mom's actually pretty cool. Cardi B's that mom, right?
Yeah.
Cardi B's the mom.
Or she's going to be so over the top that like her kids are like, oh my God,
stop it. Yeah, it's true.
Ed Sheeran said he has written a new song for BTS. He confirmed this on Most Requested Live this past weekend. So they've actually worked with BTS in their last record, and they've written a song for their new record, and they're super, super cool guys as well. Also said that him and Taylor Swift did a re-recording of Everything Has Changed, and said that Taylor has some more surprises coming. And Adam, you had an interesting theory earlier this morning that this means that it's more Ed and Taylor specific secrets, because why would she tell him anything else?
Right, because the thing is that even with your friends, when you have an album release,
yeah,
and I know it's a re-record, but there's going to be like 15 songs added to the original track list. I feel like, you know, why not have a couple of songs that they've worked on together that they hadn't finished? You know, sometimes these like artists are like, okay, we got one song and we get half of two other songs. Let's finish these two, get them out there and get them recorded. And
I cannot wait.
I can't imagine that he would get any exclusives.
Yeah.
Not because they're not best friends, but you just cannot let that information get out there. So I'm curious.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We have another Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle keyword for you in exactly 3 minutes and 33 seconds. What that means is that keyword gets you $1,000 just for listening to Virgin Radio. So that's at 10 a.m. It's Troye Sivan.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There was a time, and it was not long ago, and I want to put you back in those shoes for just a second, where we didn't think we were going to get vaccinated until at least the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we weren't sure when the first vaccine was coming. That was less than 12 weeks ago.
That's right.
And now we're looking at a situation. We went from, oh, hey, well, we got a surprise first dose. That's great. To, you know, the prime minister saying, well, everybody will have it by the end of the summer. We're thinking, wow, that's really moving the timelines up. That's great. To now, everybody is able to get a second dose if you're over the age of 18 as Amazing. Of today. Now, that is really spectacular. Jax and I both have our double doses. Producer Michaela, do you have yours yet, or are you just the one dose?
Yeah, I got mine yesterday.
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah. And then there's just one loser left.
An anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Don't call me anti-vaxxer.
Noted anti-vaxxer TJ.
Yeah. He's got, get it. He's like, believe in it.
I'm not anti-vax, but I'll only get 50%.
Yeah. I'm going to get really specific with the type that I want. That's if I want to get that 5G.
So TJ's actually going for his today. Yeah, and where are you going?
I'm going to the Seneca campus.
Oh, Lawyer Bay got vaccinated there too.
At
the
Finch campus?
Yeah,
cool.
It's pretty cool.
So I won't see her there today, but I'll be there.
You will be there. And there's like a quick line, but from what I've heard, that place runs like clockwork.
Yeah. But there's like 17 different lines, and you think you're always in the right line, and then you realize there's another line in front of you. It's kind of like, remember when you would go to Wonderland and you would wait in line for a roller coaster, and then you would like turn the corner and there's another
2 hours of this. Yeah. I think the two longest lines that I've seen in the city this year are obviously vax lines and Service Ontario lines.
Service Ontario lines are out of control.
Guess which one moves quicker.
There's a Service Ontario line at the Canadian Tire at Davenport and Yonge, and it is so bad that they have a lineup for it out in the parking lot.
Because
it's a two-story Canadian Tire. And they have, and the lineup looks like something on
the
like
Secret Service Ontario?
The one that nobody knew about. Yeah, the Basement Service Ontario that nobody knew about forever.
Yeah.
That's the one that is super lined up. And it looks like Wonderland. Because there's like a line, you know, they have it line, it's like snakes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So they snake it up. Yeah. And then they allow you to go inside and then wait in line there. Obviously, they don't want too many people in the store, and I understand that. But holy smokes.
Service Ontario will be way more Gucci if they had a margarita machine.
Yes, they do. Well, here's the other thing with Service Ontario. Do you ever go to Service Ontario and go, okay, there are 5 kiosks here.
Yeah.
It's clearly a busy time. Why are only 2 of these open?
Yeah.
Why does this And I've never been to a Service Ontario yet where all of them are open. It's like, we have all these kiosks. Why aren't we opening them?
You go work for them, huh?
Just go volunteer. I made 5 kiosks, but I will only employ 2 people.
There's always also, if there's 5 kiosks, 4 of the people working are phenomenally nice.
Yes.
And patient. But there's always one kiosk that you're like, I really hope I don't get that. I really hope I get skipped over.
I like getting the, that has got to be the one of the toughest jobs in the city.
Oh,
like,
that's for sure.
That's harder than I think, and I think that wait staff will back me up on this. That's like harder than waiter and waitress, because if you have one piece of paper wrong,
totally,
they got to send you home, and there's a lot of sour faces.
Yeah.
I do like being the guy who kind of bounces in after a super negative person.
Yeah.
So if you got like a Service Ontario rep who's dealing with somebody who's sort of a jerk, and you can hear the conversations happening, and you're like, listen, this is my opportunity to jump in, turn this person's day around. I'm gonna be a super nice person. Yeah. I come in, super polite. Hi there, I'm Adam. Nice to meet you. How's your day going? That sort of thing. And then you can sort of say, fine. and then by the end of it, like, they're taking your picture and you're making goofy license photos, pictures, and whatever, and they're like, you know what? My day's a little bit better. I feel good about myself.
All of a sudden, you exchange numbers.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
yeah,
who knows?
And this is the story of how Adam has a pen pal.
By the way, at Scotiabank Arena yesterday, 25,000 people vaccinated. That's a world record.
Yep.
So book your appointment today, and also book your Service Ontario appointment at some point, too. Get on it, and we're almost there. Stage
so
two
close,
starts in less than 48 hours. We're so almost there. Book your hair and nail salon appointments right now.
Can't wait.
It's a good time to be alive.
I'm waxing.
Are you?
Oh, everywhere.
Wax and vax, baby.
Yeah, right.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Man, when you live in a condo and you've got a balcony, that's prime real estate.
Yep.
Like, that's pretty cool. The thing is with balconies is a lot of the times they're shared.
Yeah.
And there's this, like, glass partition between that, like, that people kind of assume gives them some element of privacy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just an illusion.
It really is, because, like, even like you can easily see people's feet underneath it, because they're higher up off the ground every year, I swear.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, like, their conversations are, it's like, I'm right here.
You can hear everything. Yeah.
Which brings us to TJ, who was in a very uncomfortable spot this weekend, which I think is hilarious.
Well, yeah, it was a classic TJ hijink story. So my condo's balcony, the right side of it does have that frosted glass, but to the left, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of distance, and then there's my neighbor's patio.
Oh, yeah. So there you have even less privacy.
Even less privacy.
Right, okay.
So I was outside yesterday sitting on my patio reading a book, because I like to read, because I'm better than you guys.
He reads a bit, yeah.
And bit of a book nerd. Anyway, so I'm reading a hockey book. And my neighbor, I hear his sliding door open. And it's worth noting that my neighbor is new. He moved in within the last 2 weeks. Young guy, super handsome. I get uncomfortable when me and Val are out on the balcony because he's way more better looking than I am. That's not the point. So he walks out, and I'm sitting there reading, and then I notice he's accompanied by a young lady. Mm. And they are very close. And they're looking over the view. Yeah. And I'm sitting there now pretending to read my book, but actually looking at this couple. And I don't think they see me, because they start hardcore making out.
Mm.
Like, you're hearing sounds, and it's obvious that something's going to happen.
Good for them.
And this went on for, I'm not kidding, like 3 to 5 minutes. And they were going to town. And I was still sitting there on my balcony with my book, and I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because they clearly didn't see me, but, like, should I have gotten up and just walked inside? They definitely would have saw or heard me. So instead, I just sat there and pretended like I didn't see and hear what was going on, and just kept reading my book, and I feel uncomfortable about it.
I don't think they cared if you were out there.
Oh, it doesn't sound like they did.
No,
I don't think so either.
Because you were saying, like, I'm not sure if they knew I was out there. I don't think they cared. I think we were just doing our thing. I think you could have just got up and done whatever you wanted to.
I'm that kind of guy, too. Yeah. I wouldn't have cared if you were there.
Especially, like, when you know you're in a condo, it's like, okay, well, listen, space is space, right?
I feel like you guys aren't really grasping when I say they were hardcore making out.
Okay, well, what's hardcore making out? Explain it.
Well, give me your mouth and I'll show you.
No.
Because it was very obvious. It was beyond just, oh, let's kiss passionately. It was like, it's about to go down.
But maybe they don't care.
Well, yeah, hands where you can see them or not.
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really want to look, because
it's important in detail here.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
So TJ's
and they did.
TJ, not only was he uncomfortable about it when it happened, he's been uncomfortable about it all morning and been talking about it, which is why we're bringing it to you. So here's the thing. 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. We gotta ask you. You've been out on a balcony. and some your neighbor's got into some weird stuff next door.
Yeah.
What happened? Hit us up, 999-999-416-872-9999. I wonder if we can outdo TJ's making out and heavy petting story is the question.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Tell us if this has ever been you. You're out in your balcony. You're enjoying life. You're reading a book. You're feeling superior to society because you have the knowledge going into your brain of that book.
That's TJ
yesterday when a couple jumps out on their balcony, looks at the sunset, and they start making out, and there's petting and
heavy petting.
We're talking about the stuff you learn in grade 7.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
TJ sitting there on this patio furniture, not knowing what to do and scared to move.
So what have you seen on your patio that makes you go, oh, man, I was really uncomfortable? Text to 999-999
from the 416. I live in one of those condos you mentioned with the frosted glass partitions. I was leaning over my balcony enjoying the view, and I noticed my neighbor, who I should mention is an elderly gentleman, doing yoga in nothing but his tidy whities.
Hey, attaboy.
To his credit, he was awfully limber.
Well, that's why he feels the confidence. I feel good about that. That's confidence. Good for him.
From the 289, I was visiting my dad and went on his balcony. And no word of a lie, there was this dude who had his binoculars staring at me and everyone else. We made eye contact. He ran in and then did it through his window.
That's so sketchy. Don't do that.
That's really weird.
That's really so sketchy.
Man, Jax, you don't know how many people you go to that have like binoculars in their apartment. There's so many people that carry those.
Don't trust people who own binoculars.
I have binoculars.
I don't trust you.
Yeah, from when you lived in a condo?
No, I've never.
Why are you
That's the thing. There's a lot of people that have binoculars and live in these condos.
Maybe I'll need them one day. I just have them.
For what?
I don't know yet.
She'll find a way.
Last one here from Tanisha in the 416. I live in Liberty Village, which I'm sure you guys know is no stranger to deprived activities.
Oh, yeah.
Deprived activities, pardon me. I was sitting outside last summer enjoying a nice glass of wine. I heard my neighbors come out and they start kissing, which was fine. But then things progressed. It was the middle of the afternoon and they just went at it on their balcony. I was kind of impressed.
Yeah.
You know
why not?
You're at home. I mean, you're at home.
I mean, kind of.
No, you're at home.
I have a friend who lives in New York, and she's been there forever.
Yeah.
And she said, when you live in a city like that, you start to lose all your inhibitions. So everybody walks naked in front of the window, because what are the chances you're going to run into this person on the street?
Yeah.
And she said, you would not believe the amount of that happening on the balconies.
Life short.
Yeah. 100%. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. It's just people are like, we have to do it. And you want to have some fun.
Constantly perplexed as to why you live in a condo. Because you're like, people are loud and having sex on the patio.
I don't have a problem with it. I didn't know. Did I get up?
Do I leave?
Hi, guys. I'm here. Like, do I make them aware of my presence? I get it.
Yeah.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.